program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Is it now?
I offend people.
I'm a teenage Frankenstein.
Welcome to Bob's Slacktime Funhouse,
the Lymph Node Edition.
I'm Bugsy.
I'm Doc.
And we have Ted Man, the psychic pimp.
Hello.
Who is psychically pimping
monsters.
Haunted radio.
It is. We kind of got screwed out of Halloween last Halloween because of the presidential election.
Bastard.
So we're going to do a little Halloween in April for you.
We're going to talk to Ted Man in a little bit, but we just want to let you know that we got monsters on the brain. Monsters and all things monstrous.
A salient symbol for our times.
Total monstrosity.
See, I told you to hear from Ted Man.
There he is.
Yeah, I can go home now.
Ah, in 1928, how I could have used a magazine like mine. But it would be 30 years before Famous Monsters of Filmland was born. At that time, Bela Lugosi was dead. It had been 3 decades since Lon Chaney had been seen upon the screen. And I feared that that young generation of boys and girls would have forgotten them altogether. So I determined that Bela Lugosi should live eternal, that Lon Chaney should never die. And for 190 issues, I brought Halloween to the kids of the country every month for nearly 25 terror-filled years.
And that
Vulcans.
And that was Forry Ackerman.
It was.
Forry freaking Ackerman.
Courtesy of Susie.
Susie the Floozy. I'm not a monster. Don't look at me.
I'm sure you are.
No, I'm not.
huge, tall, 8-foot people, tiny, tiny knee-sized midgets. Todd Browning's cast of freaks.
Freaks! No, again, those are freaks, not monsters. But if you're completely deformed, like
the missing link, superior.
The pinks can't tell the difference. They'd burn us all, side by side. Do you think people with 6 fingers are monsters?
No, they're just freaks.
So a freak is not a monster.
No. It's an evolutionary improvement.
Not necessarily.
Remember we discussed that.
Well, there's some monsters.
There's a lot of dead ends and cul-de-sacs in evolution, though. Not everything that evolves forward survives.
Yeah, but how are we going to get from human to alien without that missing link, the freak?
You could have freaks that are just offshoots that are like extra limbs and they on a tree that get lopped off by the city when they come by to prune your dish.
Yeah, the government will take care of anything.
The government hates monsters. You would think the government would embrace monsters.
No, because you can't predict what a monster's going to do.
If you can't control it, then it's better off destroyed.
Spoken like a true Republican.
So, I be floating across that love.
on my monster again. My monster's always with me, he's my very special friend. I'm going to see my lassie, Sumagoo. And if she wants that, Sumagoo can ride my monster too. When I was wee, at the age of 3, that's when I noticed that there was a monster very close to me. Though at that time he was only small, we grew together and now he has grown quite tall. And I'll be floating across a loch on my monster again. My monster's always with me, he's my very special friend. I'm going to see my lassie, she wants this Sumagoo, can ride my monster too. And now I am a big strapping man, and Sumagoo and I go riding every chance we can. And together we three rode the swells, and one day we heard the wedding bell.
When you're monsters. 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 Monsters. When you're monsters.
The Vowel Snowman used to be called the Wild Man of the Snows.
High in the Himalayas, you can watch the waves. Great great, great big footprints leaves. The abominable snowman lives far away where no man could ever take his picture, 'cause the film would freeze. His fur is thick and shaggy, his smell would make you gag. He never takes a bath because the water's froze. He's bigger than your daddy, I wouldn't make him mad. He might eat you for breakfast, 'cause that's all he knows. High in the Himalayas, you can watch the way his great, great, great big footprints lead. The abominable snowman lives far away where no man could ever take his picture, 'cause the film would freeze.
Seven arms, still too much to grab for all your lovely charms. You made me a monster, big eye on my face. See you beckoning, I will chase. Our love is a freak show, splendid. A monster is kissed. You made me a monster. You might be one too. Is that a little magic you're starting to brew? What's in your concoction? Is it potion number 9? I feel my fangs growing. A monster is kissed. A gondola ride, captain's juggle, and hide must insist. The ford to the left, the scenic director, the so far is night is awful.
We've made up a few monsters for this show in our time.
Yeah, well, we made them up, but really, they truly exist. Really and truly,
well,
they
do. We see them in the future, and we talk about them now, so they don't exist yet, but they will.
We can make monsters anytime. You feed somebody a bad blowfish, you can make him into a zombie. Give somebody vampire blood, you can make him into a vampire. It's too easy.
And if you take a rabid jackal and leave it in a cage with a baby, you can make a werejackal.
Is he the werejackal?
Is she the werejackal?
Is he the werejackal?
Are you the werejackal? Are you sure? Really? Did you know that the first sign of Jackalian lycanthropy is denial? Face it, you could be the werejackal. You have not met your sacrifice quota. At any minute, you could transform into a hideous, terrifying beast and eviscerate those closest to you. How would you live it down? Could you ever show your face in your pod again? Of course not. You cannot go on for another cycle without knowing for sure, and the only way to know for sure is with Mr. Know-It-All's Werejackal Home Test Kit. Just a few ounces of urine is all that stands between you and certainty. That's Mr. Know-It-All's Werejackal Home Test Kit, now available from General Pharmaceuticals, a division of Glorpco.
Obey the werejackal.
You know, ever since that pesky werejackal began holding the Western territories hostage, everyone...
You mean that wonderful, benevolent werejackal?
Yeah, of course. I'll praise him. It. I'm super glad that the werejackal uses his terrifying hunger to keep all the other monsters, from eating us all. Even if he is just kind of helping himself to our women, children, chief executive officers, nannies.
Well, that's life.
What's going on?
The Chupacabra.
Chupacabra.
You know, Troma has a movie called Legend of the Chupacabra?
Goat Sucker.
True. They say that might be an alien.
They like goats.
They might be an alien.
Someday, in the far future, we're going to do Awake and Bake 3, the Mexican expansion zone version, the Retribution Zone. It will center quite heavily around the Chupacabra. Actually, include some of these things I've been hoarding for this show that has never been done. Yes.
That's cool.
We already discussed aliens. All right.
Some people say they have seen the Chupacabra. After some tequila, he was dancing the lambada. We don't know where he has come from. Making all the Mexicano looky like a thumb dump. They say that he's a monkey. I think the whole story's just a little funky.
There's a monkey-eyed creature that we call the Chupacabra. 4 feet tall like a mutant chihuahua. In Mexico City, Puerto Rico, Nicaragua. Hey, Chupacabra. Hay un criatura que se llama Chupacabra. Es muy feo como si vis para guava. Tenemos que dar algunas palabras. Oh, Chupacabra.
This song is silly, but you see we really gotcha. Like hearing the lambaba or the hokey cucaracha. We started a sensation. About a creature that is just hallucination. We did it for the money. But we do too, or we think it's really funny.
There's a buggy-eyed creature that we call the Chupacabra. 4 feet tall like a mutant wee chihuahua. In Mexico City, Puerto Rico, Nicaragua. Hey, Chupacabra. Hay un criatura que se llama Chupacabra. Es muy feo como TV para roa. Tenemos que dar algunas palabras. Oh, Chupacabra. There's a buggy-eyed creature that we call the Chupacabra. 4 feet tall like a mutant wee chihuahua. In Mexico City, Puerto Rico, Nicaragua. Hey, Chupacabra. Hay un criatura que se llama Chupacabra.
It's really fail, come on TV, bum, 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 b
Monster Cereals.
The cutesy ass monsters. Monsters, Inc., Monster Cereals, the Addams Family, the Munsters. People want to hug the monsters?
Frankenberry, Count Chocula,
They just figure kids like monsters, and all they need to do is get kids to watch the commercials, so they'll put some stupid monsters on. Yeah, later on they learned that geeks like monsters, too. So you have a couple of failed shows like, you know, Misfits of Science, or that one where all the monsters lived in an apartment. Different floors of the apartment, if you remember that.
The Groovy Ghoulies.
Vaguely. So let's talk about real quick the similarities between nerds and children. Some nerds are children and some children are nerds, but with the whole undeveloped social thing, nerds are quite similar to children. So it would seem like both nerds and children are gravitating towards something that sort of expresses their anger, their desire to be bigger and more powerful.
And their sense of alienation from the normal people. You got one monster that's this one freaky thing.
Right.
And he's powerful and everyone's scared of it. That's attractive, and they can relate to him being a outcast for being different. That's exactly what would draw people to an organization like, oh, I don't know.
The Church of the Subgenius.
Well, I didn't say it.
No, you put it out there for me to say.
Who's the monster now?
No, no, no! Go away, me busy!
But it for a good cause!
Oh, what's in it for me, hmm? Oh, go away!
I guess Kate'll never get her school for monsters.
What you say?
Kate wants to open a school for monsters!
School for monsters? Oh, me never hear of that! School for monsters! School for lonely little monsters! When me little going to school, other children think me not cool, poking and pulling at me fur. Now me have therapist, and work on this with her. But me no need me therapy if monster school a reality. Here, me give you $10 million.
Tricky, where'd you get all that money?
In volatile market, only stable investment is porn.
There's a monster in my house, I hear it every night. It sounds like it has big sharp claws and nasty fangs that bite. There's a monster in my house, it makes it hard to sleep. I hear it growling on, in a voice so scary and deep. There's a monster in my house, and it's coming after me. There's a monster in my house. There's a monster in my house. I shake and scream with fear. My mom and dad come running in, but suddenly there's nothing to hear. So they go back to their room and leave me all alone. But soon enough, that sound is back that chills me to the bone. There's a monster in my house, and it's coming after me. There's a monster in my house. Now the time has come to face that monster once and for all. Armed with a high-powered squirt gun, I creep out into the hall. I listen hard to follow the noise, but soon I'm filled with gloom. For the monster's sound is coming from within my parents' room. I slink inside the door and see a big lump on the bed. I shoot a stream of water and it soaks the monster's head. The lights go on as the monster wakes, and boy is it ever mad. I guess I should have realized the monster's just my dad. Oops. There's a monster in my house. Now he's going back to sleep. There's a monster in my house.
Dad!
Bigfoot is like a normal snowman, but only he's a different kind.
There's something in the clearing that looks something like a man. Take a picture, take a movie, try to prove it if you can. He's Matty and Ratty, Shaggy and Hattie, hairy and scary, cranky and crabby. He's Matty and Ratty, Shaggy and Hattie, hairy and scary, cranky and crabby. Walked around, it shook the ground, it filled my heart with fear. It turned around and looked at me, then that's when I ran here. He's Matty and Ratty, Shaggy and Haggy, he's hairy and scary, cranky and craggy. He's Matty and Ratty, Shaggy and Haggy, he's hairy and scary, cranky and crabby. There's something in the clearing that looks something like a man. Take a picture, take a movie, try to prove it if you can. He's Matty and Ratty, Shaggy and Hattie, he's hairy and scary, cranky and crabby. He's Matty and Ratty, and Shaggy and Hattie, he's hairy and scary, cranky and craggy. He's Matty and Ratty, and Shaggy and Hattie, he's hairy and scary, and cranky and craggy.
Or put on funny hats, and some make pets of birds and fish and dogs and alley cats. That's not the way I like to play. I'm tired of all these. I need a very special friend. Won't you help me, please?
I want a monster to be my playmate.
Sasquatch is like Bigfoot, but only lives in a different place.
Sasquatch lives in the great northwest.
Sasquatch, Sasquatch.
Shaggy fur and a furry chest.
Sasquatch, Sasquatch.
He hides in the shadows of the grand timberland. He picks tiny berries with a giant gentle hand.
Sasquatch, watch out for Sasquatch.
Sasquatch lives in the great northwest.
Sasquatch, Sasquatch.
With his shaggy fur and his furry chest.
Sasquatch, Sasquatch.
He eats what he finds on the forest floor. He walks through the woods till his feet are sore.
Sasquatch, watch out for Sasquatch.
Sasquatch lives in the great northwest.
Sasquatch, Sasquatch.
With his shaggy fur and his furry chest.
Sasquatch, Sasquatch.
He hides in the underbrush underneath the trees. He fills up with honey when he follows home the bees.
Sasquatch, watch out for Sasquatch.
Sasquatch lives in the great northwest.
Sasquatch, Sasquatch.
With his shaggy fur and his furry chest.
Sasquatch, Sasquatch.
His heart is pure, his heart is good. They say he's a monster, but he's misunderstood.
Sasquatch, watch out for Sasquatch.
Sasquatch lives in the great northwest.
Sasquatch, Sasquatch.
With his shaggy fur and his furry chest.
Sasquatch, Sasquatch.
Everyone please leave Sasquatch alone. His home is in the woods and he loves his home.
Sasquatch, watch out for Sasquatch. Sasquatch, watch out for Sasquatch.
Okay, we already discussed Mr. Hyde. I'm sure we already discussed Yetis, Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster.
Of course, Yetis and the Bigfoot are our common ancestors who were shunned as monsters.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they're still holding on up in Tibet and Nepal.
Yeti is like Bigfoot and the evolved snowman, but only the evolved snowman smaller.
Thank you.
some genius mythology. Yeah, and there's old gods. There's the elder gods. There's like not just Jehovah, but the
whole pantheon. The subgenius religion has appropriated every monster and every ridiculous Aztec god that ever may or may not have stormed through the heavens.
Mm-hmm. I think that's where they get the prairie squid. It was just kind of a Cthulhu fetish.
Debeaking the squid is important.
The Cyclops, yeah. The geek who swallows the ocean.
And then there's a Greek monster.
It's in that sting song,
dude. Greek titans.
And
with 100 eyes.
But yeah, there's an Argus.
I believe the Misfits have a song about that.
Right here?
20 eyes.
Right here?
Yes.
All right.